Earlier this month, a chapter was closed for the Minnesota Vikings as they wrapped up their 52nd and final training camp in Mankato. But as one door closes, another opens, as the team prepares to move their annual summer camp to the brand new facility in Eagan. The team's new headquarters will be state-of-the-art in every way, from the on-site stadium to the training center to the multiple practice fields available to the Vikings.
I mean, anytime you get an opportunity to build an environment to help make our players, our coaches, our staff better, it's truly exciting. We've worked on this for a while. We have a great partner in TCO, and anytime you build an environment to help make your staff, your players, your coaches, the environment better, it just gets you exciting. And this is a truly a best-in-class organization, and this will be a best-in-class environment. And so we look forward to the day that we move in and look forward to working there for many years in the future.
As construction enters year two, the new home to the Minnesota Vikings is starting to take shape. From the indoor practice field to the turf on the outdoor fields already in place, it's clear that move-in next spring is quickly approaching. We got an inside tour of the construction process at Twin Cities Orthopedics Performance Center, the Vikings' new headquarters.
So we're on the west side of the headquarters development, so we're right by where the maintenance facility is, where Grant Davison and his turf crew will be actually starting to work this starting in August right now. So they're going to start maintaining the fields right now. We just put in these fields. The first two of four outdoor fields came in last week, the last 2 weeks. We got them installed. They came from Colorado. We got the turf there. Grant and his team worked on getting the best top-of-the-line turf. So these two are full football fields on the south side here, and then we've got two fields here on the north side that are actually going to hydronic heating underlaid, so we can practice through the colder months, which is very key, obviously, here in Minnesota. So we'll set up a lot of our training camp on these south two fields. We'll be able to set up private VIP areas. We'll also be able to set up areas for the general public. We'll be able to have more people, likely, than we had in Mankato. We're still working on numbers, but we'll be able to have a really good experience for people while still preserving our north fields here for our everyday practice. So we're standing in the locker room right now, which will accommodate 95 lockers, so we can scale up or down for, you know, 90-man roster versus regular season. It'll be a large one, kind of expansive area in the middle. We're going to have two fireplaces. It's a very nice-looking locker room. Off to behind the locker room here, we have the training area, so we've got three hydro pools. We have the weight room that overlooks the stadium and looks out to the practice fields. We've got access into the indoor practice facility here. We've got a nutrition bar right around the corner from the locker room. We can check out the indoor practice facility now. So we are standing in our indoor practice field house. This is 98 feet clear story, so we can have our kickers kicking in here and do all their practice. It's about another 15 feet on top of that for the exterior. But you'll see there's some areas where there's openings and it's going to be clear glass, so that'll let in as much natural light as we can. We've got viewing platforms where we'll have cameras. The facility here is really giving us, you know, this world-class experience where we're able to bring in this natural light. We're able to have the high ceilings to be able to not only function well from a football standpoint, but be able to host potential events in here and utilize this space beyond just football. You know, obviously it's giving team a top-notch facility to use, but we can use it for staff outings, different events. We can use it for community events and bring in people. I know Winter Park gets used a lot for community events, but this is going to take it to a whole new level of giving people access into this large of a space. How about we take a look at TCO Stadium? So right now we're on the third floor of the headquarters building. This is where all the front office and business staff is located. We're looking out onto TCO Stadium right now. So 6,500 person stadium. We have the ability to expand up to 10,000 if needed. But right now it'll fit 6,500 people. We're also looking out onto our Hall of Fame and Team Store space. In between TCO Stadium and the Hall of Fame and Team Store is a plaza area. So we've got a 75 by 125 foot turf area that we can do programming, have kids playing out there. For training camp, it'll be utilized a lot for our events and programming. We can host Friday Night Lights, local high school sporting events. We can do competitions, band competitions. We can host community events out there, concerts. We're also looking at some concepts with STEM and having school groups come in and experience the facilities and do some curriculum and programming around football tied in with STEM. Thank you guys for coming to check out our world-class facility. We're really excited to show you guys a peek behind the curtain and get to see the behind the scenes. We're looking forward to having all of the public and fans come out that next spring. So we'll be moving in March and April, and then we'll be up and running for next training camp 2018.